Everybody agrees, Rashi says, Kivun Yeshlem Toich. Since there's an inside to the Kli, that Karna Le Kelev, Vevi Gezel Gomer. Here everybody agrees. Like if you caught the bird in a real good trap, real good net, that has an inside to the net, so it's inside your Rishus. So for sure it belongs to you, and whoever takes it now is over, really is a Gezel. Keep Ligu, here's the Machlekes in the Mishnah, the Lechi the Kukri. Type of traps that's open, like a fish or a fish trap, what you call a hook, a fish hook you catch with. There, even when you catch the fish, it's not in your Rishus. So there's the Machlekes in the Mishnah. So let's say you just caught the fish with a hook. Do we consider the fish to be yours? Really? Like Rabbi Yossi says, it's a Gezel with Rabbanim, or else we don't say it's really yours, or it's only Mishum Darki Sholem, nobody should take it. Then it says, Mitzias Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. It's also Mishum Darki Sholem, you can't take it. And Rabbi Yossi says, it's also Gezel with Rabbanim. Some Rabbi Chizza said, Gezel Gomer Medevrayim. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. It's Gezel Gomer, it means Medevrayim. In other words, the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan does not have that. If they pick up a Mitzia, they can't be Koiner it. But Midrabbanan, though, the Rabbanan said they're Koiner it, and therefore somebody steals it now, the Mamish over, and Nisig Zelim Midrabbanan. So, what says, Mamish Kamina, what's the difference? If it's Tam Osim Mishur Medarke Sholem, or it's Osim because the Rabbanan said it's theirs, the difference is, Loitzia Bedayonim, can you take him to Bezdin now to get it back? If you look at the Tanakam, it's only Tam Mishur Tikkun Olam, so then you can't get it away. If somebody took it, Bezdin will not be mechayvim to give it back. True, Bezdin tells him don't do it. But if the person did it though, we can't take it away from him. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that these katana makoina the mitzias mamish midirabonin, so now if somebody comes and steals it, it's mamish nisa gezel midirayim, that Bezdin will take it away from him. Omer, yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Oni hamanake brosha zayis. You have an Oni that's collecting his leke, his peyos, and he's banging on the bottom of the olive tree, that the olive should fall down. So if so, mashatak or whatever fell down, belongs to him, mishum dakis sholom, or else mishum gezel. Tonim we learned, im li kat v'nosin biyad, harez the gezel gom. Like if the Yoni mamish went to collect the olives and put it into his hand, then for sure, as soon as he put it into his hand, he's kainer it, it's his, and whoever steals it now, his mamish over the yisa gezel. Rav Kana had the kozo lihutzel. Rav Kana was walking to Hutzel. Chazayu he saw lugarba to a man. Tevi shada ufia. He threw like a stick to the tree. Rashi makolos. The kornasrin tamri and the dates were falling down. Is ozlo komenaket v'yochol. He was going and he collected them. He went to eat it. Omalei chazi mar to the yodesh adesino. So he said, don't you see that I threw a stick at, like I threw it down. Omlois, he said, back to Mishnah, Meyasid Rabbi Yashio Ato. You're coming from the city of Rabbi Yashio. Korilei, the Tzadik Yisraelim. Rashi, the Fikach Ato Boki Medinim. Refish, Dorish, the Rav of Medinim. Because here, Mustan, the Maestro was Avkana, didn't realize it. And Avkana was going out to eat these fruits. So the person told him, you can't eat it. I already threw the stick to the tree, so I have a right to have it. So Avkana said, you're talking right. And he said, the Mestan Mikol from the city of Rabbi Yashio, he gives good rushes, he tells you that Loch is, say, Nechna Mikol et Tzadik Yisraelim. Right. Ein mamchin biyad aniya nachrim b'leket shich ha-peya v'medak ha-shalom. If a goy, a poor goy, comes to take the leket shich ha-peya, we don't stop him. If shum dak ha-shalom, we don't stop the goy from taking like tzedakah. Tana Rabbon, it looks like this. The Loch is mefarnesim aniya nachrim im aniya Yisrael. We're allowed to feed poor goyim with poor Jews together. Or mevakrin chole nochrim chole Yisrael. You go to the hospital in the same room there's a Jew and a goy. You're supposed to be mevakir to the goy also. Vekovrin meisay nochrim meisay Yisrael. Not in the same cemetery, but if you have an accident happen in Chumonis and a few people died there and there are goyim dead there also, you're supposed to be yosik and burying them also. Not only just to take the Jews. Why? If they die to Shalom again to keep peace in the world, because otherwise the goyim will come to hate us. So the Mishnah, Mash'eles Isha Lechaverta, a lady is allowed to borrow, lend to a friend, Hachashud ala Shvius. Even though you know your friend is chashed on Shemitah, she doesn't keep Shemitah, she'll use the Paris, which she's not allowed to, still you're allowed to lend her now, not for the cover of Rechayim. You can lend her a thief, a rechayim, a grinder, or a tanner, or a novin. But you can't go to be borer to check out the wheat, or toichem neitchina. You can't work with her. If you're working with her, that's called yimisayaya yidei ovi avera. B'shah she's doing avera, she's working with these peris of shvi, she's not allowed to. But just to lend her, the kelim that you're allowed to. Eishas chavar, an eisha of a chosh of a man, ma'ashelis le'eshas amoritz. She's allowed to lend to a friend that's the wife to an amoritz. Napa v'kavra, again a thief. Ubereres, she could even eat, bera means clean out the wheat. V'tachenes, and she could also grind it. Umrakedis ima, here she could work with the wheat with the other person. In other words, because here there's no lista yet. What are we afraid about? She's an amoritz, that she's tamei. So the chur shali after she makes the dough, she made the dough tamei. So later when she makes it chala, she's making the chala tamei. So therefore you're allowed to help her along, avu mishatatala samayim. But once the amoritz puts the water into the flour, now let tigima, now you're not let help her out anymore. The feshem azikin they ovya vera. You can't help out the ovya vera. Hence once she puts the water in and now she makes it into a dough, now it's mechuyif in chala. And since the amoritz is tamei, so she made this dough tamei, so it's not nice like to make challah tameya. So therefore now the ishat, eshas chover, should not touch it anymore. Now the kulan lo yomu el rafmei darke shalom. All these things were only said mishum darke shalom. The rashi shetiru lashilim kelum mesayayim b'li shas aveira. Atzol over the darke shalom. That's really, since you know the person could do an aveira, you shouldn't lend her anything. Just mishum darke shalom, they let you, like the beginning of the Mishnah, to let the Isha lend the chavar as chashud and shmias on nap of the kavar rechayim. Mishum dake sholem, as long as you're not doing the actual avera with her, you're allowed to lend to the kelim. And they're allowed to, you're allowed to be machs with them. You give them yashikoyach, you're allowed to tell them, do a good job. Do it very good. You see a Jew working on his fields in Shemitah, you're not allowed to tell him a yashikoyach, because he's doing an avera. Vishoyalem, vishloimam, vishloimam, sholem. You're allowed to ask a guy how he's feeling, give him shalom aleichem, b'shem dake shalom. Vashadafo pi shemato alanokri shem shemayim, shasholem shemosh lakonesh bochu. Shalom is Hashem's name, still you're allowed to do it to a guy. B'shem dake shalom, we're allowed to do it. Alright, let's stop here. You hold now Samach Aleph, for us to see the Mishnah over again. We saw the Mishnah yesterday, we'll see it over again. It says what? Mishalat ishle chaverto achashud ala shriyas. You're allowed to lend to your friend or wife that choshed, she doesn't keep the lochas of Shemitah, napa v'kavar v'chayim v'tanah. You're still allowed to lend her these things, a thief or a grinder or an oven. V'loy tovah, but you can't go to borrow the wheat. V'loy titcha, and you can't grind with the imor. Because then she's doing an aveiru when she's working with the fruits, so you can't be mesayaya yidei or v'aveiru. You can't help them along when they're doing the aveiru. Eishas chover, a wife of a chosh of a person, mashelis leishas amoritz. She's allowed to lend to the friend or a wife to an amoritz. Napa v'kavo, that she could also lend her a thief. V'bereres, but here she could even go to help her be mavur, to clean out, to be burr, to pick out the bad things from the wheat. V'tzoychene, she could even help her grind, or merakedis imon, help her make the wheat. Avu mishatata le'samayim, but once after she made the flour like, now when she, and then the amoritz, when she goes to put the water into the flour, now letigimo, now the eshes chover should not touch this challah, this dough anymore. Lefishen machzikin yedei ovi avera, because you're not allowed to help an ovi avera to do the avera itself. In other words, here, when she puts the water into the flour, it's becoming now like dough. Now it's mechuyiv in challah. And the amoritz is kelim is all tamei, so it's going to make the challah tamei. And you're not allowed to make challah tamei. Therefore, you're not supposed to help her along. But the kulan, even the first part of the Mishnah, that says not the actual avera, but that you're allowed to lend her the sieve and the oven, you should know that's also loyomer elvavetikin elvavetakasholim. Even that much, to lend her the kelim, is also only mutter because of dakasholim. But otherwise, it should be usher also. Because it's also considered you're helping her along, the fact you're giving her these kelim, these utensils, that later on she'll work with them. You're allowed to, like we'll see in the Gemara, you're allowed to give the ashikayach to the goyim that are plowing and working on Shemitah, you're allowed to give them a chizuk. But if you see a Jew working on Shemitah, you're not allowed to give him a chizik. Tell him Yashikoyach. You're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to a goy, Mishrim Daka Shalom, to keep peace. So to Gemara. Maishana Reisha, Maishana Seifa. What's the difference in the ratio when the Isha is Chashud ala Shviyas, that you're not allowed to work with her? You can't grind with her. Mashenka, when the Isha is Namoritz, there you're all allowed to grind with her. The Chura, why not? Why are you allowed to grind with her? The Havamina is like her fruits, that it's Tevil. So you're working with Tevil, it should be Yasa. So, on Rabbi Abayin says, Roiv Amoritz Maisrenein. No, and Amoritz, most of his fruits is not Tevil. Most of his fruits he takes off Trumas HaMaisus. That is a din demai. We take off the Maisus, it's only Midrabonin, a small shash. So since it's only a small shash Midrabonin, therefore you're allowed to help her along and work with her. Mashenka, in the first case where the wife is working with the Paris of Shemitah, that's also Midiraisa, then you're not allowed to help her to grind with her. Rav says, Hocha Bamoritz to Rav Meir. No, you know what our Mishnah means? The wife of an Amoritz. It doesn't mean an Amoritz that doesn't take off Trumas to Maisris, but rather means an Amoritz like Rav Meir says. And the Tumah V'Tayra the Rabbonin, it's only a question of Tumah V'Tayra the Rabbonin. So we'll soon see, since it's only Nisim, the Rabbonin, therefore you're allowed to help her along Mishum Daki Sholem. Titanin, because we learn like this. Ezeyu Amoritz. What? Who's called an Amoritz? Kol She'ena Oicha Chula V'Tayra the Rabbi Meir. Rav Meir holds, if the person is not Makbid, eat his regular food in the house, Betaira, he's called an Amoritz. In other words, even if he takes off Trumas HaMaisus, we're talking about such a person that does take off Trumas HaMaisus. Say, when the wife is grinding the flour, there's nothing wrong, because the flour is not Tevil. What's the problem? That this Amoritz is not Makbit, eat his Chul and Betaira. So therefore we're afraid that when she comes to make the Challah will become Tomei. That's why the Mishnah says that once she puts the water into the flour, it becomes a dough. That's when it's Nischayev and Challah. From then on, you cannot help her anymore. The Chacham say, though, Kol She'enoi Maisa Peresov. No, an Amoritz means anybody that does not take off Maisras, he's called an Amoritz. So Kitzal Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. So the Amoritz means here they do take off Trumas and Maisras, just that they're not Makrid to eat their Chulin Petaira. So therefore, only Bishas, you put the water into the flour, that's when you have to be Makbid. So Mara says, but me, Divtani Sefer, since the Sefer says, Mishatata les hamayim, loitigimo, that once this wife, the wife of the Amoritz, puts the water into the flour, now the Eishas Chavar cannot touch it anymore, the Churis Mashim, because of Tumah V'Tayra. So Mechlal Dereisha, lav the Tumah V'Tayra Skinon. So it's Mashim, the first part, that says that the Eishes Chavar is a lot of help for a long grind, it's not a question of Tumah V'Tayra. Mashma Tumah V'Tayra only comes into the question when the water is there, not before. Sumara says, no, I'll tell you, Reisha of the Sefer, the Tumah V'Tayra. Both the Reisha and the Sefer is both talking about this question that the Amoritz does not keep Tumah V'Tayra. He's not Makvid to eat his fruits, his Peris, his Chulin V'Tayra. We have to be afraid, his Kelum Atomei. The Reisha of the Tumah Chulin, the Reisha is talking about their Tumas Chulin, that means the Amoritz, he's not Makbet, eat his fruits, the Tumah. So therefore we have to be afraid, it's Kelim or also Tumah. But it's only a question of Chulin, which Chulin is no Issa the Raisa. That a person wants to eat his Chulin, but Tyra, it's only a Chumra in the Rabbanan. But with the Raisa, you don't have to eat your Chulin, but Tyra. Mashen came, the Seifa, the Tumas Chala. But the Sefer, the Mishnah is talking about, that once the lady puts the water into the flour, now she makes a dough. When you have the dough, now you're mechuyev in challah. Here already it's an issur d'oraisa. Midiraisa, if you have challah, you're not allowed to be matamarit. Challah has a locha like truma, that the pasuk says, es mishmeres trumosai. That means, ovid lay shimmer. There's a mitzvah to watch your challah, it should not become tamei. Therefore, since it's an issur d'oraisa, here we say the Eishes Chavar is not allowed to help her along. But the Gemara Reminu, I have a question now. It says, Alocha, Toichnin